Hello, this is Bruce Steinberg of www.brucesteinberg.net reporting on the February 2009 U.S. employment situation that unfortunately exceeded expectations. Jobs down, unemployment up. The Current Population Survey, or CPS, but commonly known as the Household Survey, reported that the unemployment rate shot up again in February, this time by 0.5% to more than 8%. That 8.1% unemployment rate was the result of more than 12.5 million unemployed people, a civilian labor force of around 154 million and less than 142 million of them employed, and the number of people no longer in the workforce was nearly 81 million. The Survey of Businesses, officially the Current Employment Statistics Program, or CES, but more commonly referred to as the Jobs Survey or Report, reported an overall job decline of 651,000 last month. Since December 2007, the employment economy has lost almost 4.4 million jobs, or about 3.2%. Manufacturing suffered a loss of 168,000 jobs across all major subsectors, with production workers taking a major hit of losing 132,000 jobs. The construction sector continued to have nothing much to build on in terms of jobs. It was down 104,000 in February. Even mining and logging could not discover or dig up any new jobs, with a loss of 4,000 for the month. The service providing sector, which accounts for almost 85% of all employment, lost 375,000 jobs in February, which was much worse than January's loss of 276,000 jobs. No surprise that the retail trade sector continued to cut its inventory of jobs in February. 39,500 jobs were removed. However, there were a few surprises in some subsectors. Electronic and appliance stores, with a total employment of around 540,000, added 1,800 jobs, and department stores added 9,300 jobs. Professional and business services, which is a large sector employing more than 17 million, was down 180,000 jobs last month. About the only positive development was that computer systems design and related services essentially was unchanged, with a loss of only 300 jobs out of a total of close to 1.5 million. The health part of education and health services continued to be the only healthy major subsector. Educational services, which added 20,300 jobs in January, shrank by 4,200 jobs in February. However, health care and social assistance was injected with 30,400 new jobs in all major subsectors. Home health care services added 8,200 jobs to aid a little bit in the comfort of this ailing economy. The party was still over in the leisure and hospitality sector, with a loss of 33,000 jobs in February, with accommodation and food services responsible for most of that loss. The government added 9,000 jobs total in February, although the federal government added zero jobs. State governments had to eliminate 3,000, and local governments added 12,000 jobs. How could that be? Well, actually, local government education added 13,400 jobs, while everything else in local government sent 1,800 jobs to the unemployment lines. For those of you with an interest in temporary help services, it dipped below 1.9 million for the first time since October 1996. In February 2009, temporary help services employment was 1,897,900, or down 3.9% from the previous month. Year-to-year loss was nearly 25%. Since December 2006, temporary help services lost about 775,000 jobs. And temporary help services continued to lose market share. It was 1.41% of all jobs in February. The last time it was so low was 15 years ago. Well, to recap, job losses topped 600,000 for the third consecutive month. In February, there were 651,000 fewer jobs than January, which was 655,000 fewer jobs than December 2008. Eventually, this carnage will end, but when is not very certain. The White House estimates the stimulus plan will create or save 3.5 million jobs over the next 2 years. From December 2007 to February 2008, the economy has already lost more than 4 million jobs, so clearly the plan is not about just replacing jobs lost during the recession. When the economy emerges from this current recession, it will be different in many ways. In other ways, it will be the same, but only smaller. This has been Bruce Steinberg, and this is just a brief sample of the employment data we have available. An interactive video version of this report, complete with charts and graphs, can be found at www.brucesteinberg.net.